Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Radio Show. My name is Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am your host. I thank you for stopping by. I encourage you to sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee or tea, and be blessed.
Good morning. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. Good morning, family, and welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session. I am your host and purpose pusher, just giving you that little nudge that you need to be pushed into your God-given purpose. Everyone has one, and you are no different, and so welcome this morning. And today is another Small Business Spotlight where we feature, interview, and give shout-outs to small business and small business owners. Today's shout-out is to Kenya Beecham. Hi, Kenya. Shout-out to you, my sister. Kenya is a product manager of Honey Blowout. And you can check out their products at honeyblowout.com. That's Honey Blowout.com, HoneyBlowout, out.com, HoneyBlowout.com. Kenya was featured yesterday in our Entrepreneurial Speaks and Shopping Session, and so I'm so excited for, you know, everything that God is doing in your life, and that product is amazing. So keep doing what you are doing, Kenya. And again, thank you so much for joining us yesterday in our entrepreneurial and shopping sessions. And so if any of you out there are business owners and would like to promote, hit me up. Ladies, you know, you should be a part of the Tears to Breakthrough Virtual Conference Center. We do a lot of amazing things in that group for ladies, and so hit me up on Facebook and join, and you can also be featured and interviewed, okay? Thank you so much. And so today, family, I want to talk to you about that stress and anxiety. I am here to tell you that stress and anxiety does not belong to you, and I want you to declare that with me right now. Say, stress and anxiety does not belong to me. Let's say it again, stress and anxiety does not belong to me, and it doesn't belong to you. So many of you are so stressed out, and I'm here to tell you this morning that the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. I know some of you are going through some serious battles right now in your life. You're going through some serious dark times, but I'm here to tell you that the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's, and that stress and that anxiety that's come upon you does not belong to you. And if it doesn't belong to you, if God doesn't give it to you, give it back. So I want you to throw that thing in the pit of hell where it came from. All of that stress and anxiety that's holding you down, That's what I want to talk to you about today. I just want to encourage you today. I just want to pray for you today. And so that's what we're going to do. But first, you know, we got to set the atmosphere, amen. We got to set the atmosphere and have some praise and worship, because God inhabits the praises of his people. And truly, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. And so we just want to honor God today and set the atmosphere. You know, we just want to take some time and breathe. And so any anxiety that you have right now, any stress that you have on you right now, I want you to just breathe in all the blessings of God. Hallelujah. God is for you and he is not against you. And breathe out everything that doesn't look like God, because if it doesn't look like him and if it doesn't come from him, you don't want it. That stress and that anxiety, you don't want it, because it's not from God and it's not of God. So you need to get rid of that thing. Get rid of that mess that's on your shoulders, that you're carrying on your shoulders. And I just want you to take in some breath today. We're going to breathe in the Ruah breath of God today as we go into praise and worship. And so here we go. At the count of three, just breathe. One, two, three. Breathe it in.
Yes.
Here we go. Hallelujah.
Come on, you can praise him. Come on, you can praise him. Hallelujah. And God, we, your people, are going to be obedient. As you decree, let everything that have breath give you the praise and give you the glory. Yes, God. We're so unworthy, Lord, but we stand in your presence. This is the every. Hallelujah. I'm connected to you and you're connected to me. And I tell you today that this is my daily bread. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Lord, it is the truth of your word that you've given us. Desperate for him, I want you to lift your hands and tell him. Come on, tell him, I'm desperate for you, Jesus. Come on, if you're desperate for him, lift both hands to heaven and open your mouth in here. Tell him together. And I have you there, Lord? Come on, sing it again. And I'm desperate for you. I need you, Lord. Every hour I want you, Jesus. Yes, I do. And I'm tell them again. I'm lost without you. Nothing without him and you'd be lost. I want you to lift your hands right now and tell him this is the air I breathe. Breathe it in. Come on, he's given us the ruach breath, the creative breath of God, as he did Adam in Genesis. He is. Oh, Jesus. Come on, just breathe in now. Breathe in the air that he's given. Come on, come on, come on. You drop out, group. I want to hear the singing sanctuary. Come on, congregation. Come on, come on. Sing it in this sanctuary. Come on, sing it. Yes, Lord. Come on, say it again.
Yes, this is the air I breathe. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Sometimes we just have to take some time and just take in some deep breaths. Hallelujah. That ruach breath of God. Hallelujah. Yes, and breathe out all the troubles of this world and breathe in all of God's promises, because all of his promises are yes and amen. God is for you and not against you. I'm going to say that again. God is for you and he is not against you. Some of you out there think that God is against you because you've been going through so much. But I'm here to tell you this morning that God is always for you. That is a loving Heavenly Father. He is a good, good Father, and you are his child, and he loves you unconditionally. Amen. And so you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And so it's important that you know the truth of God, and it's that truth that will make you free and relieve you from that stress and anxiety, because stress and anxiety does not belong to you because you belong to the Most High. I want you to declare that with me right now. Say, stress and anxiety does not belong to me because I belong to the Most High. That's right. Let's say it again. Stress and anxiety does not belong to me because I belong to the Most High. You got to declare it and you got to decree it. You got to begin to speak words of encouragement to yourself. You got to encourage yourself today. You know, David in the Bible, he encouraged himself, Scripture says. And sometimes you have to encourage yourself. And so stress and anxiety does not belong to you today. That's my word for you today. It doesn't belong to you. And if God didn't give it to you, you don't want it. And he certainly did not give you stress. And he certainly did not give you anxiety. Absolutely not. And so we come against any stress and anxiety, any stress, any depression, any oppression of the enemy, because all of that comes from the enemy. It's not of God. It's not from God. It's of the enemy. And therefore, we rebuke any stress and anxiety today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We rebuke that thing today. And so God is calling you to rise up this morning. He's calling you to rise up this morning. You know, He wants to set the captive free this morning. Hallelujah. He wants to rise you up this morning. God is calling you to rise up this morning. Some of you have been laying around wallowing in it. You've been wallowing in it. You've been having pity parties and inviting everybody over to attend. But I'm telling you today, we're coming against that today. We're coming against that spirit today, that spirit of depression, that spirit of stress and anxiety. None of that is of God. And so therefore, we're getting rid of that today. God is calling you to rise up from the depression and, you know, any kind of stress and anxiety that you have, that depression of your circumstances. Stress and anxiety does not belong to you. Isaiah 60:1-2, write that down. I'm going to give you some scripture today, so you want to meditate on all these scriptures. So let's start here with Isaiah 1-2. And it says, we want to cast all of our cares on the Lord this morning. Well, I'm saying we want to cast all of our cares on the Lord this morning because he cares for us. He cares for us. He cares about us. He absolutely cares about us. And so I want you to, if you have your word, I want you to turn to Isaiah. Isaiah 60. Okay, I kind of lost my place here. I turned to it. I got my tablet. Let me go back to it again. Isaiah 60, verses 1-2. And we're going to start there this morning. Just bear with me 1 second. I had my tablet open and the thing just kind of left me and closed up. Ooh, okay, enemy, he doesn't want me to do this thing today. I'm telling you, it's been just trying to set this whole thing up this morning. It's been one thing after another, and so now I'm going to lose my scripture verse. Oh, no, the devil is a liar. Absolutely not, absolutely not. We are coming against that today. We're breaking these chains of stress and anxiety today. We're coming against that today. Amen. All right, here we go. So I am going to read this to you. I found my scripture. Okay. So here we go. So it says, arise today. I'm sorry, I said today. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. And so God's glory is appearing over you this morning, right? You might have been in that dark place, and some of you have been in a dark place for a long time, I know. But I'm here to tell you that God's glory appears over you today. Hallelujah. You know, God is calling you to arise. He wants you to arise, and he wants you to shine, for your light has come. that word is for somebody out there. Your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you today. Say that with me right now. Say, the glory of the Lord rises upon me today. So you no longer have to stay in darkness. You know, I know what that thing looks like. There was a time when I was suffering from depression after a divorce and even leading up to the divorce, and I was in such a dark place, and so I know what that looks like. But God is calling you out of that thing today. God is calling you out of that dark, depressed state today. He wants you to give him all of your burdens today. And so we want to cast all of our cares on the Lord this morning because he cares. So if stress and anxiety is robbing you of, you know, your inner peace, then you are in the right place today because I am here to set the captives free this morning, right? We are trusting God today. We are trusting God. I want you to say that with me right now. Say, I am trusting God, because you have to trust him. You have to trust him to lift the burden of anxiety from your shoulders today. And that's what I'm praying for you, that God will just lift the burden of anxiety from your shoulders today. Amen. Amen. Now, I'm going to go through to a commercial break, and when I come back, we're just going to dive into this thing, and we're going to dive into this thing uninterrupted, okay? But I do have to go to a commercial break. Amen. So just hold on. Don't go anywhere. I will be right back.
Hey, twin, what are you doing?
I'm doing some guilt-free shopping at Layla Simone's Shop for a Cause.
This is amazing. I can shop with a purpose and for a cause.
Did you know that Layla Simone supports breast cancer research, awareness, women in crisis, and youth-related nonprofits?
Each time I shop online within their network, a donation is made automatically with no additional cost to me.
I love guilt-free shopping.
Wow, they even offer personal shopper services?
Move over. I love shopping online. And for a good cause, I'm in.
What is their contact info?
You can call 610-504-0690 or go to LaylaSimone.com.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-White.
All right, I am back, family, and that is Layla Simone, Shop for a Cause. Many of you know that's my organization with my 11-year-old daughter, Layla. It's named after Layla, where you can shop with a purpose and for a cause. Check us out at LaylaSimone.com. Okay, but today we're going to dive into this thing. We're getting rid of this stress and this anxiety today. We're coming against that spirit today in the name of Jesus, because stress and anxiety does not belong to you. It doesn't belong to you, and so you have to let that thing go today. And so in Mark 11:28, 30, it says, Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke fits perfectly, and the burden I give you is light." That's Matthew 11:28. 30, the NLT version. And so God says, come to me. Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary. So those of you who are weary, those of you who carry heavy burdens, Jesus is saying, come to me today, and I will give you rest. Amen. So you want to meditate on Matthew 11:28. Amen. And then so John 14:27, it says, I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart, and the peace I give isn't like the peace the world gives. So no doubt, don't be troubled or afraid. Amen. You don't have to be troubled. You don't have to be afraid. Amen. No doubt, because God has left you a gift of peace of mind, a gift of peace of mind and heart, you know. And so you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to fear those things that are causing you stress and anxiety. That's John 14:27. I'm going to read it to you again. I am leaving you with a gift. He's leaving you with a gift. Peace of mind. How many of you need some peace of mind and heart? And the peace I give, it says, isn't like the peace the world gives. So it's a God kind of peace. It's not that kind of peace that the world gives. It's some real peace. No doubt. It's real peace. The peace that only God can give. Right? And so in Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians 3:16, it says, now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way. Right? And then Psalm 4:8, I will lie down in peace and sleep for you alone. O Lord, will keep me safe. Glory to God. Yes. Yes. And in Isaiah 26:3, you keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. So I want to encourage you today to just trust God and let God be your everlasting rock, right? He wants to be your everlasting rock. He wants to be your everlasting rock, right? Trust in him. He will keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on him. That means you need to take your mind off of all that other stuff that's causing you stress. And I know it's difficult. I know it's not easy. I know that. But you got to practice that. You got to practice peace of mind. You know, we don't have control over everything that goes into our minds, but we do have control over what we allow to stay. So you don't let that stuff stay in your mind. You know, when negative thoughts start coming in your mind and the enemy starts rehearsing that mess in your mind over and over again, that stuff that's from your past or something that somebody said to you or a bill collector called you and upset you, whatever it is, you know, somebody on your job, you know, when those things start going through your mind, you know what you need to do? You need to meditate on a word. Find a scripture and just begin to meditate on it. And I want to do a little experiment with you. I like to do this when I do my workshops. And so we're going to pick a scripture. I'm going to pick one of these. And then, okay. So listen, so we're going to meditate on, let me see. Okay, we're going to meditate on John 14:27, right? But what I want you to do, the exercise, is I want you to count to 10. You can start from 1 and go up, or you can start from 10 and go down. So whichever way is easiest for you. So you're going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I want you to do it slow, of course, or 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, whichever way you want to do it. But I want you to do it slower, of course. I want you to try that right now. Let's just count to 10. Okay, and so, like, basically when you're counting to 10, you're seeing these numbers, right? But so now I want you to count to 10, and then at the same time, I want you to say John 14:27. I am leaving you with a gift of peace of mind and heart. And just say that part right there. I am God. Say, God is leaving me. He has left me with a gift of peace of mind and heart, right? And you repeat that over and over again. And so what happens is when you were counting, originally when you were counting to 10, you know, you could just kind of hear yourself or visualize yourself counting to 10. But when you try to count to 10 simultaneously at the same time as you recite this scripture, then what happens? You're going to hear the scripture. And so I want you to do it again right now. I want you to count to 10 while I'm going to read this scripture and completely. I'm going to read it, John 14:27. And then I want you, as you're counting, I want you to also just kind of read it along with me if you have your word. And so go ahead. At the count of three, you count to 10. Okay, 1, 2, 3, go. And I'm going to read it. I am leaving you with a gift of mind and heart. And the peace I give isn't like the peace the world gives. So don't be troubled or afraid. 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 And so what should have happened is you should have just heard my voice. If you were reciting that with me, instead of the counting of the 10, the point that I'm making is the way God created our minds, we can't do two things at one time. Either when you're counting the 10, either you're counting the 10, or when you're confessing the scripture, you're confessing the scripture, or you're saying something negative. And so I want you to, from this point on, when something comes in your mind that is negative, replace it with the word of God. And so when the enemy starts putting things in your mind that's messing with your peace, begin to meditate on, take the scripture. I gave you scripture, but we're going to meditate on this one right now. John 14:27. I am leaving you with a gift. It's a gift. God left you with a gift. It's a gift. It's yours. A gift of peace of mind and heart. I give you, he says, isn't like the peace of the world. It's not the same type of peace that the world gives. And so you don't have to be troubled. So don't be troubled or afraid. You don't have to be troubled and you don't have to be afraid. Amen. And so I'm going to leave you with that. What I'm going to do is pray. You know what I want to do, though, before I pray? I want to play some more music and just kind of just encourage you today. I want you to be encouraged. And so I want you to just listen to, this is one of my favorite. He has his hands on you, because truly, no matter what you're going through, God has his hands on you today. I want you to just close your eyes and just picture God's hand on you as I play this. Okay, here we go. Here we go. God loves you so much. He absolutely does. He absolutely does.
We're on the Father's will right now, and it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just touch somebody, look them in the face, and tell them I'm in his hands. for he will provide. Yes, he will, yes, he will. Just know he has his hand on. Sometimes you feel so alone, like a child lost. They keep telling you to be strong, but you say, when will it end? When will I? When will I win? That's what I want to know. But just know he has his hands. He has his hands on you. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
He says,
he'll see you through. And
when you cry,
he's holding you. So you can just lift your hands up. He will heal. He will provide. No.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-White.
All right, family, I am back. I pray that that blessed you because God has his hands on you no matter what it looks like right now. No matter, even if you feel alone, know that you are not alone. Know that God is with you. He said he will never leave you nor forsake you. And know that he has his hands over you. His hands are on you. And he is covering you right now with his hand. And what I want to do, family, I want to pray. I want to pray for you because God loves you so much. And you need to know that your Father loves you even in the midst of the mess, even in the midst of the struggle. God is real and he loves you. Amen. And so I just want to pray right now. Father God, I just thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, for your presence. Hallelujah. We know in your presence, Lord God, there is fullness of joy. There's fullness of joy, Lord God. And right now we're calling out because we need your joy today, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. And Lord God, I pray for those who are going through anxiety and stress today, Lord God. You know who they are. You know who they are. You know what they stand in need of, Lord God. And I come in agreement with every prayer request today, Lord God. Every single person under the sound of my voice, I pray for them right now, and I come in agreement, Lord God, trusting you. And there is so much pain, Lord God. There is so much turmoil all around, Lord God. So much keeping your people stressed out, Lord God, keeping your people full of anxiety, Lord God, and going through depression and oppression, Lord God. But we come against that spirit right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that the peace that you have is not like the peace of this world, Lord God. And so if the enemy is trying to take our minds, Lord God, as the enemy is trying to rob us of our peace, we come against that now in the name of Jesus. We are resting in you, Lord God, and asking you for peace today. In every situation, we ask you for peace, Lord God, that God kind of peace. Hallelujah. Yes, God, we trust you on today, Lord God, and we thank you that you are meeting us right where we need. Every need, Lord God, will be provided by you. Every need will be supplied by you, Lord God. And we just thank you today. Hallelujah. We just thank you today, Lord God. And Daddy, you are our Daddy. You are our loving Heavenly Father. And we come against the stress and anxiety today because we know that you love us. We know that stress and anxiety is not of you. And we know that it's not from you, Lord God. And so we cast out any stress and anxiety and anything that causes it, Lord God. We get to the root of the problem, Lord God. I curse it at the root. Whatever is stressing them out and causing them anxiety today, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we are trusting you, God, to take these heavy burdens, Lord God, from our shoulders today. Hallelujah. Lord God, we need you now, Lord God. We need you now, Daddy. You are our Heavenly Father, and we know that you get no pleasure out of our pain, Lord God. Hallelujah. It is not your desire that we be in all of this pain, Lord God. And so we are casting every care on you because we know that you care, Lord God. Hallelujah. One by one, Lord, we ask that you will consider each burden as we lay each one at your feet today. So we're laying it at your feet, Daddy. We're laying our burdens at your feet, Daddy. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, right now for carrying every burden. Hallelujah. Everything, Lord God, that concerns us, Lord God, we know concerns you. And we give it to you right now. Hallelujah. We give it to you right now in the name of Jesus, knowing that we don't have to carry these burdens any longer, Lord God. We are not on our own. We are not alone. You said you will never leave us nor forsake us, and we thank you for not leaving us, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you that you are forever present in our lives, Lord God. You are a very present help in our time of trouble, and we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. You said that you would never leave us nor forsake us, Lord God, and we trust you at your word. We stand on your word, and we thank you, Lord God, and we trust you, Lord God. We trust you, Lord God. I got to say it again. We trust you, Father. Hallelujah. We trust you to replace every weight and every burden with your peace. Every weight that's holding us down, that's weighing us down, every burden, Lord God, hallelujah, we trust you to replace it with your peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord God, that God kind of peace. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. We honor you today, Father God, as we cast every care on you, trusting you, Lord God, to give us rest in our souls, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we find comfort and peace in knowing that you are with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, we do, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that your blessings that you are blessing us, Lord God. Hallelujah. Whether we see it right now or not, we know that you are blessing us, and we know that your blessings make rich and adds no sorrow to them, Lord God. And so we trust you today, Lord God. Hallelujah. We come against the spirit of fear. We come against the spirit of doubt. We come against anything that's keeping us bound today, Lord God. Anything that's keeping us bound, we're breaking free today in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for supernatural peace, one that we cannot even comprehend, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. That is a God kind of peace. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We know that real peace only comes from you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And Holy Spirit, we ask that you will fill us with a heavenly calm right now, a heavenly calm, hallelujah, on earth as it is in heaven. There's no stress and mess in heaven, hallelujah. So we're asking for a heavenly calm right now in the name of Jesus. We ask that you will flood our souls with your presence, Lord God, hallelujah. Give us rest, Lord God, knowing that you, God, are here with us and you are in control, Lord God. It's in you that we live, move, and have our very being, Lord God. We can do nothing without you, Lord God. We can do nothing without you, Father. And so, Father God, I declare and decree that no danger can touch us, Lord God. I don't care what comes our way. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. We trust you on today that no danger, Lord God, no hurt, harm, or danger can come near us. We have the power, Lord God, to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us, Lord God. That's your word. Hallelujah. We trust your word. We're standing on the word today, Lord God. Hallelujah. We're standing on your promises today, Lord God. Hallelujah. And, Lord, I speak a third John blessing over everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord God. I pray above all things that they will prosper, that they will be in health, even as their soul prospers in Jesus' name. And by faith, I call it done. I seal this prayer. Hallelujah. I seal it with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Covering everybody under the sound of my voice. It's done. It's done. Hallelujah. It's done. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Oh, God, we say yes to you, Lord God, and no to stress and anxiety. That you did not give it to us, and we don't want it. We don't want it. You didn't give it to us. We don't want it. We don't want it because it does not belong, and anxiety does not belong to us because you didn't give it to us. And if it's not of you, Lord God, we don't want it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oof, I'm telling you, you better confess it with your mouth. You better open your mouth and speak. Tell God, say, stress and anxiety does not belong to me. And if you didn't give it to me, I don't want it. Reject it right now in the name of Jesus. You got to open your mouth and speak. Reject it. Scream out loud. I don't care who hears. Reject that mess. Reject it. Reject it. Reject it. If it's not of God, if it doesn't look like God, reject it. Reject it. Amen. I pray that you were encouraged today. I pray that you were encouraged today. And ladies, don't forget to join me on Facebook and my private group, Ladies Only, even though I keep saying Ladies Only, but there's some gentlemen that have joined us, and we're glad to have you. But it is a private group. It is a safe place where you can be authentic and share your stories and be real. We can support each other. We are a sisterhood. We support each other in business and in life. That's a word that God gave me. We got to support each other in business and in life. I am my sister's keeper. Amen. And so I thank you, family. That's all I have for you today. I pray that you were encouraged, and I pray that you have a blessed and marvelous week. And, you know, I will see you next week, same time, right here on the Tears to Breakthrough Virtual Conference Center. See you next Sunday. You know how I like to go out with Howard Hewitt. Here we go. God bless.
Second time around, but before you go,
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-White.